Hi there. Hey, we are the 90 Day Divas, and I'm Carol.
I'm Lucy.
And I'm Jen.
And our mission is to impact the lives and businesses of people who want to break free of overwhelm, get their business back on track, and receive more money in their bank account in 90 days. Without DIYing it, getting frustrated, losing momentum, or wasting time and money.
Connect, collaborate, and conquer with us, and we take you through relevant business topics and showcase interesting entrepreneurs from around the world.
On the Diva Deep Dive, we're going deep on business topics that we know you'll find valuable. Plus, we're going to ask those questions that are on your mind from entrepreneurs who have been there and done that. Let's start the show.
Hey there, and welcome to this edition of the Diva Deep Dive. Today, we're interviewing one of our own, one of our very own divas, the lovely and glowing and fabulous Carol Reed. Carol, welcome to being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, divas.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, nice. So, Carol, we just kind of want to dive in, and we figured it would be really nice to do deep dives on the divas for our listeners and for the people that tune in and listen to the other interviews that we do. So, you know, we figured we'd just kind of dig in a little bit on your entrepreneurial journey and how you got started. So yeah, just kind of take it away a little bit there.
So yeah, as Jen says, we want to just profile each of us. And so today is me, I'm in the spotlight. And how did I get here? Well, what am I now, in my 50s? And so when I started over 20 years ago doing and having my own business with my husband, it was scary. And it definitely was a time of change. And I guess that's probably the one thing about entrepreneurship that you've got to embrace, is that there's constant change. There's never anything the same. So you know, I guess when you're an employee, you're kind of dictated to by others, and there can be change that you deal with too. But, you know, you go in and you kind of have a role and you do that. But as an entrepreneur, you're sometimes, you know, faced with problems from your customers and problems in your business and challenges. So, you know, you've got to keep yourself aware and continue to grow and learn and invest in yourself is really important as well. Mm-hmm. So over 20 years ago, I started and still around.
There you go. And it's interesting because your boss just changes and becomes your customers, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. And I think probably the other thing too is your time. I remember coming out of corporate, and the role I'd left was a very challenging role. It was very stressful, but I enjoyed it. But every day I'd come to my desk and there'd be three or four people deep at my desk wanting to talk to me. And then when I started my own business with my husband, we were wanting to get customers and we had to go out and find them. So there was no people at my desk. I needed to go and find them outside of my desk. And that was hard work. You know, it wasn't easy, but it was also great because it was at my own time. I was being proactive, not reactive. And I really found that transition wonderful. I loved that. I loved that I could be in charge, that I could go out and ask what I wanted rather than people coming and needing stuff from me. And even when with customers now, it's all about problem solving for your customers. It's all about understanding their needs. But if you're proactive, you've already anticipated that.
Totally. I really love that. You took control of your life and of your path and your career. So what was the moment when you said, something needs to change, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to start my business? So we're just going back a few more years.
Yeah, it was a challenge. I had a moment in the role where I just thought, I don't want to be, you know, another 20 years down the track doing what the people around me are doing. That was a bit of an aha moment. I had a challenge with a staff member because I was managing staff as well. And the way corporate handles some of that stuff is, you know, it can be quite challenging in a corporate environment working with staff. When you're in your own business, you still have to follow rules and regulations, but it's just a different way of dealing with them. And I just thought, I don't want to have to be, you know, beholden to all these, you know, people that really don't get it. And they really don't care about me and my well-being and my business. They just care about the corporate flag is flying and that they've covered their own butts. That's what I didn't like. I didn't like that whole kind of intermingling into politics, all that sort of stuff. And so I just thought, no, this is not for me. I want to create my own way. And what does that look like? Well, I guess you're just going to take the bull by the horns and go. And it was scary. And we came to a city not knowing anybody and not having any contacts here or anything like that. And we had to create it from scratch. But we did that. And we just strategically went about it. We went and looked at who were the big players in our industry, customers that we wanted to, you know, approach. And we took the bull by the horns and approached them. But we were really quite tactical. We didn't just go out and spray and pray like a lot of people do. We did go and we said, right, we want some of these bigger guys. If we can get some of them, then maybe some of the others will fall. And so they did, and that's how we built it. And yeah.
So now that you're 20 plus years into that adventure, you've started other things, right? So you're a serial entrepreneur, if we can say that, kind of. 1980 as being one of those businesses. And how do you, because I know a lot of people who are listening to us, it seems anymore, lots of people have lots of things going on, right? They could have a couple of side hustles, they could have a job, they could have two businesses, you know, full-time businesses. What is the biggest thing that you would say to people who have lots of things happening to ensure that they're able to put the focus on the important stuff?
I think it's having those routines and some of those disciplines around going after what you want. So being clear on what your week looks like, what does your month look like? You know, with us, we teach our clients to plan in 12-week years, you know, the 90-day planning. And we find that really works well. And I think that's one of the things, to be able to sit down, have those habits, those routines in place, make sure that you're planning. So you're looking strategically, but you're also looking at the month, the week, the day. And also, I think, well, for me personally, I don't like to be too regimented. That's that entrepreneurial spirit in me too. I like the freedom of that. So I don't put massive amounts in my day, but I put the big things that matter in my day. So that's how I can manage the multiple sort of hats, if you like.
Nice.
The one question we always ask all our listeners is, who do you love and enjoy working with? Like, who's your dream customer?
Well, if I think, for definitely talking from the 90 Day Diva standpoint, it's mostly a woman in there, you know, between sort of 25 and 55, I guess. And they're someone, though, in terms of their values, they recognize that they probably haven't put themselves first as much as they'd like to, but they want to get on that bandwagon of doing that. They recognize that if they take care of themselves and if they put their needs ahead and they start working on what they want out of their life, that other things will come together really well. Because that's certainly been my own journey. Once you start to recognize the value of yourself and invest in yourself, the more that you can, you know, make an impact and go in the direction you want to go in. But they're also someone that recognizes they've got to put work and energy and effort into things. Nothing's going to be handed to them. They're someone that wants to do the work. They love self-discovery and self-exploration. And they're someone who really wants to be able to make an impact with whatever that gift is that we all have inside ourselves. And they're willing to be open and, you know, have a look at that, go in the direction of that and follow that and see where that leads.
Nice. What is something that you have read or participated? We know that you've done a heap of self-development and personal development and just, you know, the list is really long. If you could choose one really impactful thing that you've done, your class, book, podcast, whatever, that you can share with our audience, what would it be?
Yeah, you're right, Jen. There's just so, so many. I think one of the most impactful things was when I went on an Abraham Hicks cruise. So I went to find out about the law of attraction. I'd read The Secret. I thought that was really interesting. What an interesting way to look at the universe. What an interesting way to sort of think about how energy moves and flows. And I'd certainly not been brought up with any of that stuff. So the woo-woo kind of thing was like, what the heck is that? And so it was a whole journey there for me. And I got the opportunity to go and be on an Abraham Hicks cruise and understand and meet Esther Hicks. And it was really amazing to understand where the law of attraction actually really were. They were the founders of the law of attraction. So if you don't know much about that, go and check it out. There's a book, it's called Ask and It Is Given, and it's all about the law of attraction. And that really was something that I thought, there's so much to this. I want to find out all the scientific basis behind this. What does this all mean? And it's definitely not woo-woo. There's definitely stuff in there that can really help, you know, you with your trajectory. Where are you wanting to head to? And it's all about intention. It's all about setting that intention for your day, for your life, not just going through the motions, because we only get this limited time on earth. And what are we doing with it? You know, and if you're sitting in a role right now that you know you're destined for more, or you want to do something different with your life, then when? If not now, when? You know, and that's what it comes down to. So I guess that's where we all came together, wasn't it? Was that, you know, we both got that sort of value inside of us, and we recognize that we can see that in others, and we want to be able to help them.
Yeah, I love that. Just listening to you, I can so resonate with you and that story. And I used to think the same with the woo-woo and what is that? Oh, it can't be true, or must be some kind of happy theory. If you look back on your whole career, what is something that you wish you would have done sooner or maybe a bit different?
Great question. And it's actually, I wish that I'd taken this path much earlier. I wish I hadn't waited. You know, I had waited and thought, maybe it's not right. What will I do if I don't have that money coming in? You know, because I was on a good amount of money in my corporate role, and so was my husband. And, you know, coming to a place we didn't know and all that sort of stuff, it was scary. But I'm so glad that I took the chance I did. But I wish, why did I wait even 2 years, you know, before we did it? Like, we were in those roles for quite some time. What if I'd done it 2 years earlier? It'd be 2 years earlier down the track, you know? So it's just, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And I think that's another great thing that the divas provide, is that the three of us are three heads. We've been there and done it. And we can say to you, yeah, do it now. We can hold your hand. And that's what we're inspired to do. I think that's what the three of us have been put here to do that. So we're here to be able to help people. So yeah, why not? But yeah, definitely I would have not waited. I would have just got on and got it done and not tried to DIY everything as well. That's probably another thing. I constantly thinking, how can I do it without having to spend too much money? And then I waste time and time and time to do it when just pay the money, do it. And I remember my husband bought a brand new car for us when he went out and signed this deal before we left our city to come to this city. I was like, oh my goodness, how are we going to pay for that? Like, you know, we've got this. He's like, no, it's all about image. We're going out there with this brand new car, and it's got, look, we've got a year's, you know, free service, and we've got this, got that. It's going to work out. And it did, totally did. So trust is a big thing too. You know, once you decide to make the decision, go for it.
Trust yourself. Who did you have around you? Did you have people around you who really were helpful in those early stages, first couple of years in your business?
No, it was hard. It was so hard. We didn't. We really just had to do it ourselves. And there wasn't access to the information there is now. We didn't have that. I mean, I read books. I've always kind of been a bit of a proponent of reading good books. And so, you know, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, that was one of my books I read way early on. You know, Think and Grow Rich was one of the ones always on my shelf. Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know, that was always, so those are the top three books that I would go to all the time. And then I read Michael Gerber's E-Myth. That's a really good book too. And that gave me really good ideas on structuring our business with the two of us working together, because that was a challenge too, you know, our relationship. And then to top that off, you know, 6 months into it, I got pregnant. So, well, just add another little bit of more fuel to the fire of a new business. but you know, it worked out. So look, everything is always working out for your highest good and greatest joy. And if you believe that, then you'll see evidence for it. So this is part of what we teach too, isn't it? But it took me a while to get my head around some of that stuff. But literally what you see, you get feedback on. What you focus on, you know, grows stronger in your life, and what you focus on, you feel. So, but I did end up getting a mentor in the end. We did about the 2-3 year mark, we got a mentor, a business mentor, and we paid a lot of money. And he was excellent and gave us some good ideas around different things as well. So it was definitely, again, if I'd invested in that earlier, I'd have got a different result.
Yeah, it's so important to have those people around you that you can talk to about your business, because your family doesn't understand, your friends don't understand. It's,
So also on that, Carol, you working with your husband for over 20 years, what are some of the things that, I'm sure we've got listeners who also work with their partners, what are some tips and tricks that you can give to those people in the same business or situation?
Doing that exercise where you work out who's doing what is really important, because then you know, that's my responsibility, and you agree that's my responsibility, and I agree that's your responsibility. Sometimes, particularly in a relationship, you can think the other person knows that that's what they're supposed to be doing, but they don't. Particularly men, unfortunately. Sorry, just got to make that you know, they can think that things are happening and they're not, because you've thought that they were doing it and they're not, and that sort of stuff. So being clear with your communication, being clear with your roles. And then I think the other thing is to make sure that you leave work at work. And this is something else too, is that making sure you've got a dedicated place for work. So when we first started, we had the kitchen table. And that's okay for a while, and you can kind of wing that for a while, but you want to actually move out of that space and into a space that's for work, because then stuff's not coming back to the kitchen table when it shouldn't, right? And you're not having those conversations when you don't need to be having them. Have the conversation at work about the client or the problem or the money or whatever. And then when you come and have your dinner, talk about your relationship, family, or whatever is going on, but not about work all the time, because otherwise you can feel like that's all you're doing. And there's no space for the relationship.
Totally.
Yeah, that's such a great tip, really having that space where you know that's just work. And I guess it already starts with lying in bed and looking at your phone and going through the emails. Oh, I sort of think, would you want those strangers in your bedroom? Not really.
100%. You don't want them.
Yeah. Dining table.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's switching off from work too, isn't it? You know, because we can take work everywhere otherwise. And in this day and age, like you say, you can get emails just like that. I don't personally do that. I don't have that on my phone or anything like that. If I'm going to sit down and do email, I do it at my desk. I don't take them with me, because otherwise my phone would ping all the time. And I don't want that pinging everywhere.
So we should probably wrap up here soon, Carol. Thank you so much for being with us. One last question for you. You're always with us, but when we appreciate you being with us, but thanks for allowing us to ask you questions today. What is one question that we should have asked you, but we didn't? Is there anything you'd like to share?
When it comes to fear, what are some of the tips around overcoming personal blocks or personal fears, perhaps? Mm-hmm. And I would suggest the answer to that is that whole feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel into it, you know that it's a block, you know it's something that you need to do but you're not doing, or it's something that's challenging you. Feel into it, but do it anyway, because on the other side of that comes your growth. On the other side of the fear, on the other side of overcoming it, comes your confidence and your resilience and, you know, your ability to be able to go, I can take that on, I can take that next thing on. So I know the fear feels like it's real and it's sitting there, and sometimes it can hold you right back. And so it's actually about saying, no, I'm not going to let fear hold me back. I want to try it. I want to give it a go. And what's the worst that can happen? You could fail, but so what? You pick yourself up and you go again. But you could also fly, and how cool would that be?
Love that. What an awesome way to end our discussion. Love that. Thank you, Carol. Lucy, is there anything else you'd like to wrap us up with?
Yeah, I definitely love that one. Yeah. I think, great. Thanks. Thanks for being on, and thanks for opening up and sharing your story.
Divas, thank you for being the divas, because you're just awesome. And I love our brand and I love us.
There you go. Awesome. And you know where to reach Carol. Just go to 90daydivas.com.
Hey, hope you enjoyed this. If you'd like to know more, check out our other podcasts. The freebies are on our website, or if you're ready to take action, hop on a chat with us. Simply follow the links in the show notes.